I could get on a plane, but you're closer.
Reacher asked, How's your case?
Still waiting. Which doesn't encourage me. It will probably fall apart by morning.
You working all night?
You know how it is.
So use the downtime. Check congressional appropriations for me. The purpose will be redacted, but the money will be listed. It always is. We can make a start that way.
You know how big the defense budget was 50 years ago? You know how many line items there were?
You've got all night. Look for South Dakota involvement, House or Senate. I don't see any real strategic value up here, so it could have been a pork barrel project.
Checking those records is a lot of work.
What did you expect? A life of leisure? You should have joined the Navy.
We have a deal, Reacher. Remember? So, tell me about the one-star general.
You're wasting time.
I've got time to waste. Sounds like you're the one who doesn't.
It's a long story.
The best stories always are. Summarize if you like, but make sure you hit all the main points.
I'm on someone else's phone here. I can't run up a big bill. The voice said,
Wait, Juan.
There was a click and a second of dead air, and then the voice came back.
Now you're on the government's dime.
You could be working the money for me.
I am. I already put a guy in it 35 minutes ago. I maintain standards here, believe me. However good you were, I'm better.
I sincerely hope so.
So, once upon a time, what happened?
Reacher paused. I went to Russia. Well after the fall of communism. We got a weird invitation to go inspect their military prisons. Nobody had the faintest idea why, but the general feeling was, why not? So we flew to Moscow and took a train way east. It was a big old Soviet-era thing with bunks and a dining car. We were on it for days. The food was awful, but awful in a way that felt familiar. So one night I went for a stroll up and down the train and stopped in at the kitchen. They were serving us American MREs, our very own meals ready to eat.
U.S. Army rations? On a Soviet train?
A Russian train by then, technically. They had coal-fired stoves in the kitchen car, samovars and everything. They were heating pans of water and ripping open MRE packs and mixing them together. They had boxes and boxes of them.
Did they try to hide them?
The cooks didn't know what they were. They couldn't read English. Probably couldn't read anything.
So, how had our MREs gotten there?
That's tomorrow's installment. You need to get back to work.
I'm just waiting on a call.
From where?
I can't say.
You know you want to tell me.
Fort Hood.
What about?
An infantry captain killed his wife. Which happens. But this wasn't any old wife. She had a job with Homeland Security. It's possible the guy has ties overseas. It's possible he was stealing documents from her and killed her to cover it up.
Where overseas?
What we call non-state actors.
Terrorists?
Terrorist organizations, anyway.
Nice. That's a bronze star right there.
If I get the guy. Right now, he's in the wind.
Tell me if he heads for South Dakota. She laughed.
How old are you, anyway?
Younger than your desk.
5 miles away, in the prison mess hall, all traces of the evening meal had been cleared away. But more than 50 men were still seated on the long benches. Some were white, some were brown, and some were black. All wore orange jumpsuits. They were sitting in 3 segregated groups, far from each other, like 3 island nations in a sea of linoleum. Until a white man got up and walked across the room and spoke to a black man. The white man was white, in name only. His skin was mostly blue, with tattoos. He was built like a house. He had hair to his waist and a beard that reached his chest. The black man was a little shorter, but probably heavier. He had biceps the size of footballs and a scalp shaved so close it gleamed. The white man said, "The Mexicans owe us 2 cartons of smokes." The black man didn't react in any way at all. Why would he? White and brown had nothing to do with him. The white man said, "The Mexicans say you owe them 2 cartons of smokes." No reaction. "So we'll collect direct from you." "What goes around comes around." Which was a technically acceptable proposition. A prison was an economy. Cigarettes were currency. Like dollar bills earned selling a car in New York could be used for buying a TV in Los Angeles. But economic cooperation implied the existence of laws and treaties and détente, and all three were in short supply between black and white. Then the white man said, "We'll collect in the form of ass, something tender, the youngest and sweetest you got, 2 nights, and then you'll get her back." In Janet Salter's house, the 4 women cops were handing over. The day watch was going off duty and the night watch was coming on. One of the night watch came out of the kitchen and took up her post in the hallway. The other headed for the library. The day watch climbed the stairs. Janet Salter herself said she was headed for the parlor. Reacher guessed she wanted to spend some time on her own. Being protected around the clock was socially exhausting for all parties concerned, but she invited him in with her. The parlor was different from the library in no significant way at all. Similar furniture, similar decor, similar shelves, thousands more books. The window gave a view across the porch to the front. It had almost stopped snowing. The cop in the car on the street had gotten out from time to time to scrape his windows. That was obvious. There was a loaf of snow 1 foot high on the roof and the hood and the trunk, but the glass was clear. The cop was still awake and alert. Reacher could see his head turning. He was checking ahead, in the mirror, half left, half right. Not bad, for what must have been the 12th hour of 12. The good half of the Bolton PD made for a decent unit. Janet Salter was wearing a cardigan sweater. It was long on her, and the pockets were bagged. By, it turned out, a rag and a can of oil. She took them out and put them on a side table. The rag was white, and the can was a small, old, green thing with Singer printed on it. She said, "Go get the book I showed you."